Hey guys, I just wanted to give a forewarning to this week's episode of Horrible Decisions. It is like none other that you have listened to before. We will not be discussing kinks this week, nor will we be discussing really freaky, kinky shit. In fact, as many of you know, Weezy and I have been going through quite some turmoil behind the scenes. And because we have been so open with our listeners about every step of our lives, we decided let's not hide back from the truth. So we actually sat with a therapist and kind of worked out our issues with each other. We kind of preach every episode the importance of communication, and communication has not been one of the strong points between Weezy and I. And so during this episode, you will listen to a lot of emotions. There was tears, there was yelling. This may be a difficult one to get through, but I did want to let you know that we did come out on top. Weezy and I have actually got to our differences and made up, and horrible decisions will continue. So if you are ready, please buckle up and enjoy this week's episode. Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. And as you guys know, we have been going through quite some turmoil over the last couple weeks.
Well, they might not know.
A lot of people know, I think. There's been other podcasts that have spoken on us as a duo in this podcast. There's also been quite some stir in the social media realm between Instagram and Twitter. We're very open, as you guys know. This has been a podcast where we've opened up about a lot of intimate details with ourselves. And as you guys know, and as you guys have pointed out, not only on YouTube, but also in the comments and in the blogs, you guys sent some tension between us. So with what's been transpiring over the last 2 weeks, we did not want to keep you guys out of the loop. I do want to say before we start this episode that we are not going anywhere, hopefully. We are going to stand strong. I know that we have changed a lot of people's lives with this platform, and we want to continue doing that. But unfortunately, before we get to keep doing that, there are some things that we just kind of want to work through. And we decided, since we are so open, with our very intimate details within our life, that we open it up and let you guys in on it, since we have on Instagram Live and our tweets and everything else.
Well, I don't feel that way. I want to let everybody know that. I don't feel like this should have been something that we did. I do want to say that I think that because me and you have talked about doing mediation on our own, that it's not everybody's business. But if you want to keep them in the loop, I'm only here because, like I said, you want this, but I really don't feel like it's any of y'all's business at all. I'm appreciative that you're here, but I take therapy very serious. And to me, this is free therapy. And I'm more excited because you're a woman and black. But I just think that I don't really care what anyone has to say about what we have going on. I care a lot about what you have to say and your feelings. And I feel like this almost makes it a little more of a mockery because we allow people to be in on something that's so personal to us as far as our business.
Could it not be a mockery and something that's actually modeled? Because from what I gather and what I have had exposure to, your back and forth on social media is unprofessional. It's not kind. It's not thoughtful.
I agree.
And that's a mockery of the work that you do. So this is actually something altogether different. It's about trying to understand each other, the underlying reasons why there is so much conflict, and others can learn from it. We're not going to dig too deeply. I am here for literally just another 57 minutes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So before we start, let me introduce myself.
Yes, please.
My name is Dr. Pettiford, but I've been referred to as, I want to call myself Some Lady, Dr. Some Lady, because I actually heard the podcast that you were on the other day.
Yeah.
And you said that you would prefer for Van or a friend rather than Some Lady to provide you all with mediation. And so that to me says it.
On air? Yeah.
What would make them more qualified?
I don't think that it's necessarily about qualifications. I'm sure that you spend a lot of time with schooling and with other people trying to figure out how to help us and benefit us. But as I've said, I do really appreciate therapy, and I do feel like this is a I don't feel like, I mean, I even told Mandy last night, I don't want anyone else to be in the room with us. You know, I don't want to see a King behind you or even Christopher sitting here, even though we work with them. I feel like this is a very private thing. So if we're going to make it a whole podcast entertaining thing, then I did want another entertainer there, because to me, this is too personal. I didn't want it to be a social media thing. I didn't want Instagram lives or the tweets, which was why I reacted the way I did, because I didn't want that from Mandy. I would have wanted her to answer the phone. So no, I didn't want this to be, I take your job very serious. And I feel like this podcast, it's a comedy podcast. It's not that serious. And this makes it, I don't know, egos get into it when mics and other people are around.
Well, can we dispel with that concept? I think that has a lot to do with the conflict and tension that you two have is egos.
Yeah.
And arrogance. And do you know the difference between arrogance and confidence? Arrogance is a false sense of confidence. It's a mask. Yeah. And that's what I perceive is going on here, because it is all fun and games. But you two are not being wholly truthful with each other or your audience. However, there are times when you want to dig at each other and take it in a personal route, like with, I don't know who that person, I don't know, whatever it is that you mentioned, the trick that was played on you. And then you get pulled in, and feelings are hurt. And rather than one person calling the other, it gets completely blown out of control, right?
Right.
And then we feed into it. You feed into it by even entertaining a question on another podcast. And then, I mean, there's, let me.
Yes.
Obviously, upset by it, because I think that what you two have is a beautiful thing. However, I think that your ego and your youth are getting in the way. So what I would like for each of you to do is tell me in one sentence what you believe the conflict is. And please don't make it a run-on sentence. Mm-hmm. Who would like to start?
That's fine. I'll start, and I'll leave it at one sentence before I tell my story. But I will say that the problem that I have is the lack of respect. And I can leave it at that, because I think that's the umbrella for everything.
Okay, so can we is the perceived lack of respect?
An absolute lack of respect in public and in private, both. It's not perceived.
Okay.
And it's been something that we've talked about it before, though.
That was not. Oh, that was more than one sentence.
I'm sorry.
We got to listen to the rules here.
That's fine.
I've got to say, I think you two are brilliant. I, however, am not. And I'm about 20 years older than you, so my processing speed is so slow.
No problem.
So we're going to follow the rules, not talk over me, and one sentence. So please tell me, Weezy, what in one sentence you think the conflict is.
I'll be honest, I would rather listen to Mandy at this point. She's telling me that I don't respect her. She's like, it's absolute. It's a fact. To me, and I don't want to make it longer than I have to. Why don't we just let Mandy maybe talk, and then maybe I can respond?
No, that's not
fair. I don't want to keep thinking about how she feels, because I spoke to her last night. I gave her a call, and I said, hey, like, how did you feel about what I said about Van? Can you tell me your feelings on that? She's like, nope, it was wrong, blah, blah, blah. I thought I was as respectful as I could be. I don't feel like I said anything wrong to her or anything like that. I don't hate Mandy. I don't feel like I disrespected her.
Okay. I need so I for can't. You. Yes, you can.
I don't know what the conflict. I don't know where it lies. So that's why I wanted to just listen.
Okay, so just say that then. Don't put it all on Mandy, because that's not you taking ownership or having some sense of accountability, because relationships are bi-directional.
Sure.
We each contribute to them.
Well, and I know there was something that happened that made her upset, but as far as the true conflict, what the real problem is, no, I can't answer the question.
Okay.
Stop,
Mandy. Mandy, breathe.
I'm breathing.
Breathing.
Okay. I promise you I'm breathing.
Okay.
And I will remain as calm.
You just said to me, I don't know why Mandy, you're upset. Mandy. You're missing the point.
You need to follow my rules. You need to follow my rules. And I got to say this, we're not doing that. All of it's from here and here. Because you already have it all lined out.
I sure do.
Okay.
But
because
so,
but receipts, that's so, receipts are needed.
Okay.
Because,
receipts are needed?
Receipts are needed because what was spewed on the Van Lathan podcast in terms of her side of the story.
Stop, let me take the mic away from me and maybe we could just start. I want Mandy to feel like she has to get whatever I say out. But
Mandy,
also, I want to be able to say my piece too.
Okay, Mandy, you have got to have, as the teenagers say, some chill.
I'm chill. I'm not even doing anything.
But see, you are. If I ask you to stop talking, then you need to just pause.
And I paused.
And don't interrupt her. Let her speak her piece, because let me be the one who regulates, okay?
Which you are. I have not interrupted her yet. When I listen back, if I interrupted her, I'll sense that. My expression and face and emotions over here are showing to you, but there was nothing that came out of my mouth. I sat here and said what I said about the van show, and she interrupted me and said, okay, well, that's what we talked about last night, et cetera, et cetera. If you're saying that I can't sit here and show the receipts for the false things that were said, then I will not show them.
I will tell you this. What's happening is I'm getting the bulk of what it is that you do with her. You don't feel heard, so you're going to keep talking. You're going to keep talking over me, and you're not going to listen to the rules. That's not how it works here. I want you to know that I am going to hear everything that you say, but you need to be patient. I hold you in high regard. You're not going to be ignored or disrespected by me in any way that I'm aware of. So let's go to the Van Lathan show. Because I got to be honest with you, it was torturous for me to listen to that. Only because it's a podcast. And I have no interest whatsoever in cream pies and whatever people... It was painful.
Did you listen to both?
No, just the one. I only got sent the one. So I will tell you this. There was a part in the podcast, and mm-hmm. I think what happens with you, Weezy, is you're unaware of the words that you say, and then a short period after you speak, you contradict yourself.
Okay.
So what you said was you had no beef with Mandy. You had her back. All this positive stuff. And uh-huh. then you said very distinctly, very, very plainly, there was some other thing that Mandy had said
right.
on a previous podcast. So when the thing started to unfold with whomever that person was, Andrew,
right. And I still stand by that.
Let me finish. You said something to the effect of, well, she did it to me, so I'm okay with it happening the way that it did. Do you take ownership of that?
I do. Can I explain why?
What I need for you to do, and yes, please explain why. I need for you to speak slowly and be thoughtful with your words.
Sure. And I don't want to be hurtful with my words. So I said that because... So when I was saying that I was sitting there, I had no beef with her, I didn't say anything. Immediately when I saw what happened on Twitter, how she was upset, I was like, what the fuck? Right? And I was thinking I didn't say anything. How could she have been this angry? Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I finally got to talk to her, I called Mandy. I tried to hit her up every day. It was constant me trying to connect with her and talk about it. And when I finally did, she said something along the lines of like, you said nothing to stop it or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Something like that. I didn't stop it, which I should have. Which was a lot of the feedback I got from people. Even though I didn't make the joke, I should have stopped it.
So I'm going to stop you right now.
Right.
You're not answering my question. Do you take ownership of the fact that you
But to me, I'll tell you why I didn't think it was a contradiction. Because what I said, what you just said I said about how I had no beef with her and I didn't say anything wrong. I didn't. But the reason that I didn't speak up or felt the need to say anything is because why would I need to come to her defense when... Why? She says what she wants to say. So if someone else is speaking about Mandy, the only thing I should have defended was her weight.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know if she fucked up Alex or not. It was a prank towards me. I still, in this moment, the only thing I could have done was maybe stopped it sooner and say, let's not talk about this. But
okay, so maybe I'm not being clear. During the podcast, you said that you defended Mandy.
With her weight, yes.
Right? And then you... Then you said something to the effect of, well, you didn't feel like you needed to jump in because she had said something hurtful about you on a previous podcast.
Right.
Can you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. What you're doing is you're talking around stuff. And so what I need for you to do is to hear what I'm saying and answer my question, because
You've got a gift for gab. You do. You have a gift. And what it's doing is it's not allowing you to take responsibility for the hurt that you do to others.
I would like to take responsibility for that, but I can't tell you sincerely that I really believe she's using the word respect. And I don't feel like I was disrespectful to Mandy. And maybe that's why I get very confused and keep talking about it. And it sounds like I'm talking in circles because I really, and maybe that's because of the intent.
Okay. So can you say this? Can you say that when you heard this, whatever podcast, however long ago that Mandy was on, you heard some content and it hurt your feelings? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Did you ever talk to her about that?
Yeah. I was in Japan. I talked to her. I texted her. She told me I was tripping. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Because there's so many lies that are being said right
there's
now.
There's lies, so I didn't hit you
so
up about
many
it.
Lies.
What?
There
I didn't
are
hit
so
you up.
So many lies.
I didn't
right
hit
now.
You up.
You were upset that I sat here and said that the reason for our podcast being successful from an early start was because
anytime
I gave
you
it,
said something, I've said something.
Because I gave it to the fact that I was already sitting on a social media following, and you felt that. Me saying that it wasn't just
us, Mandy, that's a shitty thing to say when you had another podcast and you're giving no credibility to the fact that people don't listen.
Okay, so she got mad because I didn't give her credit on another podcast.
Then you went on another podcast and you said I was said some shit about my feminism and how
I said you contradict yourself and you're a hypocrite, which she just sat here and had a whole conversation.
You've been Nicki Minaj this whole week and I'm a hypocrite?
About how you contradict yourself.
Okay.
Me saying that you contradict yourself, me saying that you're a hypocrite, those are things that I've said on our very own podcast.
So then how can you really have a leg to stand on about our brand when you went online before you called me? How could you do that? And look me in the face and really say that.
Wheezy and Mandy, let's take a breath right now. So what I'm hearing is you admit, which is really hard for you, that someone has hurt you. You had a heart, right? No. That you were hurt by her words. To me, I don't understand your generation. Talking is not texting. You were in Japan or someone was in Japan.
That was the time that I connected with her, yeah.
Okay, so tell me this. Did you ever have a sit down where you hashed it out and resolved it? Yes or no?
No, we've called each other. That's the only... We've never really sat and talked about those things.
So no. I've tried multiple times after recording. And she's always too busy to stay after.
She's always tried
to talk before podcasts. And I said, listen, Wheezy, when we talk before shows, it affects the content. I'm not talking to you before a show. This has been at least the last couple times we've recorded.
You only asked to tell me you were doing another show. That's the only time that you wanted to sit with me.
Not only that, I do want to say, Doctor, that what she is saying as far as what I said on the other podcast... Her being upset with me that I sat here and gave credit to our quick success early is the fact that I had another podcast and the fact that I was sitting on a large social media following is me not stroking her ego. So sorry that I didn't
bring her People
up.
Are here with millions of followers and their podcasts suck.
That's
you think
fine.
It's not me and
that's
you?
Fine.
You don't think it's our dynamic?
See, that's what I'm saying.
But that's so discrediting to what I do with you every week.
Okay, but listen, do you hear what she said? Oh, she's finally, thank you, admitting that she felt discredited. And I've got to tell you, Mandy, beautiful, smart, lovely, you have to be not so itchy scratchy with your words. Meaning, don't take all the credit.
And I didn't. The interview was about me. They asked me about my podcast before. They asked me about my blog that I had before. They asked me about starting the podcast, how it started. There was a whole conversation.
And you said it did well because of your following.
And I felt like, absolutely, for people.
Okay, I get it.
Mandy, how?
Wheezy, let's just say this. Yes, take some credit for yourself. But if you're about building a brand and if you're about being professional and maintaining a relationship, you need to soften it. And also give credit for where you are. You're not
We had 5,000 listeners at this time. We weren't where we are now.
We were where we are now because of Charlamagne and Andrew on Brilliant Idiots.
You have got to stop saying that as well.
We have gotten 30,000 listeners because of
that. That is fine, but we have also put in a whole lot of work.
We did, but as far as listenership, Mandy, are we really not going to give that credit?
No, we can absolutely give them credit, but that's a problem that I think that you have.
We never got.
I'm sorry. I don't care about them.
I don't know why. Can we not even?
Can we not talk about it?
I'm clout chasing by giving someone credit.
Whoa. Okay, so this is what we're going to do going forward. We're not calling names. Seriously? You two have had conflicts since some dude in Orlando. You're telling me that you have not learned anything from that time, from then till now.
I'm sorry your feelings are hurt, but I have
No, that's not how you talk to people. You don't say, I'm sorry your feelings are hurt, and then a but.
I'm just having a hard time trying to express empathy when you go on live saying that you want to fight me. You know my number. You know where I live. You know where I work.
Whoa. Let me tell you something.
All of this stuff is not.
No. Weezy, what are you talking about? Really?
This is since our conflict.
Okay, so pause for a second. Let us address this. First of all, you're both in your 20s. You both work at these whatever. What?
Right.
Great businesses, whatever. Yes. You're both making, I hear about it, six figures. Tell me why you're acting like you're street.
Doctor, I will sit here and...
Please!
Yes, and that's fine. So what
was fine?
No, you said please, and I said fine. As in I'm going to sit here and explain myself.
There's no explanation for threatening violence.
I did not threaten violence. That is not what was said, and she was not on my live to hear that. Whether that was the message that was brought back to her,
send it to me.
Let me sit here and say exactly what I said. At this point, this was after a text message that I had received to her where instead of apologizing to me because she now saw how hurt I was, I got a, we don't like each other anyways, fuck you, go do your own show. And there's screenshots
you said
of that
I was trash.
One moment.
Online.
One moment. You were trash for telling me to get my own show.
You
That's
said to
trash.
Me, she's super trash. And you told me that I need to worry about our brand, but the first thing you did was not pick up the phone.
Super trash.
You went on Twitter.
Stop. Let me finish.
I know, but no, don't talk
to
over.
Sit here and tell my
yes.
side.
Yes.
I have not gotten to say anything about my side.
Okay, can I just say this?
Yes.
Take it down. I'm right here.
No problem.
And I say that because I need for you to be calm.
No
That's
problem.
The only way in which the message will be heard, because otherwise all I'm hearing is noise.
Both the narrative that is being put out is that I did not reach out to Alex or Weezy about how I felt prior to going to social media. It's being narrated that I went straight to social media before speaking to both of them. I will sit here and say Alex ignored my message.
Wait, pause for a second. Who's Alex?
Alex is the cameraman that I apparently fucked for video. That this whole
Can you pause? Can you translate that for me? What does fuck for video mean?
So that's what was part of the joke. Part of the prank that was insinuated about me on top of me, him fucking 50 pounds off of my weight, I just had the gastric sleep. So weight jokes was not funny to me. Secondly, there was an insinuation about us paying him a low amount of money because I was making up for it by fucking him for our video. This is what the prank was, and this is what the joke was. I take this business and what I've done for this show very seriously. So what that joke entailed, whether it was a prank or not, whether it's about him fucking me, I put a lot into Horrible Decisions. I edit our episodes. I've sat here and reached out to brands. I've done a lot for this show.
Okay.
So yes, as someone who is a feminist, for her to be in a group of men where they're insinuating
mindful of what comes next.
That's fine. That I've fucked for our video. And for the narrative to also be brought to another podcast that we landed on loudspeaker because of who she may or may not have fucked. As a woman who has worked hard for this brand and who has not slept her way to get anything and has busted her ass, I genuinely felt disrespected from a business standpoint. Me and Weezy are not friends, and that's fine. So the respect that I'm talking about doesn't have to be from a personal friendship level. But as your business partner, to laugh in a room of people making that joke and to not stop that, I felt like it was detrimental to me as a person who's trying to build her brand and detrimental to Horrible Decisions.
Okay, so then you are contradicting yourself. You're saying on the one hand, you don't care on a personal level. It's just business. But you're saying that it does affect you on a personal level.
It affects me on a business. It affects me personally in my own brand. That's what I'm saying.
I would like for you to own the fact that it does affect you personally. Because when people speak about us in a disparaging manner, it's hurtful.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So forget you two being BFF or whatever the terminology is. You go way back. And so there's a bit of loyalty that is owed to that history. And you don't feel as though that's being honored.
No.
And I, given what I've heard, is that you have some unresolved issues, anger issues toward her. And so you are more apt to allow those disparaging comments to be made?
I will say that.
Yes or no?
Yeah. But. Okay. Oh, so, no, fine. No, but yes. Okay, absolutely. Okay. I feel like the respect was me not entertaining it. And if I was in a room privately with not mic'd up with cameras, I wouldn't have. This is the thing. I feel like if Mandy was in that room without, if guys were talking about me, she would join in.
You can't. Oh, well,
stop. Not mic'd up.
Wait.
This is how. Let me just get. Just give it to him. Let me get this out.
No.
I would never talk shit about Mandy.
Without phones, without cameras.
Oh my God. The respect I gave her that day was the same I would give you in private.
What you're doing, it's called a rationalization. You're making an excuse for your behavior. Right now, you're talking
about... Fuck it. I still own that. I don't feel like you deserved me to do anything else. Not the person you've been to me.
Let me finish. You're rationalizing your behavior by coming up with a hypothetical. It doesn't matter.
It's fine. What she does in my face, then. There's no rationality there. What she's done in my face
so
on our
what
show,
you do,
I
what,
owed you
what
nothing
you do,
else.
No, listen
and
to
I
what
still
I'm saying.
Feel
wait,
like
whoa, 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 whoa. What you do with going on these podcasts is like shitting all over the room. And you're not just shitting all over the room. You're shitting all over your brand, the podcast.
I shit on our brand?
Yes, you do.
How did I shit on our brand when she went on Instagram
crying
about how she's going to fight me, talking all this shit about every single person?
I didn't say I was going to fight you.
You're full of shit.
I didn't say I was. I said I could not see you right now because of the anger that I felt in me. The anger that I felt in me, I said, and the way that I know.
Speak lower.
The way that I know we speak, and clearly you, like, this is, we tried this on Sunday, which, by the way, was the first time you called me since Thursday.
Okay.
Since Thursday. I called you every day since it happened.
You did not call me every day.
I called you. I fucking asked, can I talk to you? Can I talk to you? I called you on the phone on the weekend before I left for LA.
Stop talking now.
You text me.
Stop talking now.
You're lying.
Stop. What? No. Stop. That is unnecessary. That is unnecessary.
I didn't call you, Andy?
Excuse
no.
me.
Not, I didn't call
not,
you.
Not till Sunday.
Ladies.
What do you mean not till
no,
Sunday?
No. Stop. You each want to be the queen of nothing.
I just want this to be over. I don't want to argue
no,
with you
no,
anymore.
No. Well, then you need to pause. You need to be more mindful and you need to take ownership because you speak, in my observation, without thinking. You let words come out of your mouth that contradict previous words. And you don't take accountability. I'm not saying
what's the accountability I need to take for what I did at Flagrant? What do I need to take? What did I do? What is the accountability that everybody wants me to take? I should have deaded the joke?
Okay. Yes, and you should have also owned with Mandy the fact that you're pissed from the past. And that you
How
will,
did I not? No, no. I said that on Van's show. I was really trying to be honest in that moment, and now I feel like it's being thrown at me like
honesty,
it was wrong.
Your honesty is only half honest.
How?
Because you're not speaking truthfully.
By saying situations in front of Van?
By saying that you would defend your girl, your partner, but at the same time you're okay when people disrespect her because you have previous beef.
See, here's the thing. I don't want to ever disrespect Mandy, and that's what I feel like I didn't do.
What's happening?
I didn't feel like I did that, and I still don't.
What I'm saying to you, and you're not listening, is that you need to think before you speak. You have a habit of just defending yourself as though your life depended on it.
I'm humble enough to say when I'm wrong, and I can understand.
Well, no, again, you're not. You have to pause.
Okay.
Because you're not taking most of what I'm saying in because you need to respond right away to defend yourself because you need to be right. And you're not always right. And that's okay.
I don't think it's all about being right. I just don't want it to be misconstrued.
Okay. So if you give pause for a second, allow yourself to digest it, maybe the words that you say will not be misconstrued.
Okay.
Whoa.
Do you want me to speak?
I want this is an exercise in your ability to just have some verbal chill, which you don't have. And that's what I meant by you're going on these other podcasts, shitting all over the room. It's a clinical and not so clinical term, which is that you're making a mess everywhere you go. You create chaos.
What other podcasts? You're talking about that moment when the prank was played?
That and Van show. And if you have
any... I asked Van if Mandy wanted that cut out to take it out. I asked him, did you discuss this? I didn't want to do that.
But this is the thing. It didn't even need to be edited because it shouldn't have been said. As a professional, as a person who's trying to protect your brand and have some sense of loyalty to your girl from back in the day, whether or not you currently like her, you don't even answer the question. You don't entertain it. You can ask me a million questions.
Okay.
You can ask me a million questions.
You're saying on Van's show I should never have answered that question.
That is correct.
I can understand that.
And the onus is on me whether or not I want to answer it.
Okay. I will agree with you on that. I could have deaded that.
Okay. So by doing
But I didn't want to.
And that's where the nastiness comes out.
But I'll tell you why I didn't feel like it was nasty. Because I said nothing bad about Mandy. I wished her nothing but good. I said I wanted us to stay together.
Stop.
I said we're stronger together.
Stop.
What was nasty about what I did to her?
You're constantly undermining any kind of positive regard that you want to express to her.
On Van's show?
Just now with your words. I said to you, if you could not have said it, would you have edited it? And you said yes. Then you said, well, no, I wouldn't have.
No. It's not that I was saying yes. I'm agreeing with you that, yes, I could have deaded it. I could have. But did I want to? No, because I wanted people to know that I didn't have ill feelings towards her. Mandy had been on live every night talking about me, going on Instagram, retweeting things about me.
So I wanted people to know
that I didn't harbor those emotions for her.
I got to tell you something. Fuck people. The person
I can't say fuck people. We're here. I don't want to be here. I'd rather be with you in private.
Excuse me. Fuck people. You don't owe them an explanation. You don't owe them an apology. You don't owe them
understanding. If I don't owe them an explanation, why are we here?
Crazy. You owe it to her.
And I wanted her to hear me say that on a public platform.
Excuse me. The public platform is not someone else's podcast. It's right here.
It was in the moment. It was the question. It's not. You think I wouldn't have wanted to do
that
here?
And that is why I'm going back to your ego being bigger than you can actually contain right now. You need to be more thoughtful and meditative as opposed to speaking quickly.
Okay.
Can I say
so something? Before we...
Because I've been real quiet.
I know. And I know. You're going to be in the hot seat soon.
That's fine.
What I need for you to do is to apologize to her directly.
For what?
Can I be honest? And that's why
I don't want to give Mandy an apology
because I'll be honest with you.
Oh, stop.
I don't feel wrong.
You're not being honest.
I'm sorry you were hurt, but I am not sorry.
I don't want to take that. I don't want
that's
that.
What I'm sorry for. Then don't take it. I don't want to give an apology.
Wheezy. Let me ask you a question. How many close friends do you have in your life? And don't tell me the people that who are... I heard Cass and a
close friends
person and
I'd
that
say...
person. No, be real with me. Someone who is your ride or die. You call them when you're feeling fucked
Three.
Up.
And my mom is 1-4.
Your mom doesn't count.
Okay, so 3. And you want to know how they felt about this, what happened?
Absolutely not.
I
don't care about what their thoughts are about this interaction. I care about how it is that you interact with them when there's conflict.
Not like I'm interacting with Mandy.
I didn't ask you that.
When I don't really have conflict with close friends because we're really communicative. We call each other a lot. Anytime there's an issue, we don't really hold water with each other to make sure that it's not spilled. And we have long length conversations about our feelings.
Okay. So how long have you known these three people?
One for 12 years, the other for five years.
The other two for 5 years?
Uh-huh.
And so how is it that you can't utilize those same communication skills with Mandy?
Because she doesn't give them to me. And I feel
No. I ask you not. You see what you do? You're so tricky. I would charge
you. I don't need
you,
to make that tricky. Illegal.
I would charge you double what I usually pay because you just switch it around.
I'm not trying to switch it. I'm being honest with you. That's how I feel.
Okay.
We don't talk to each other like Mandy talks to me. So that's why I don't.
Excuse me. What you're doing again is you're constantly deflecting and making it about Mandy as opposed to taking.
But you just asked me, why don't I do it with her?
I said, why don't you do it with her? I didn't say, what does she do?
Because I'm giving the same energy that she's giving me. My friends are very
calm.
That
sounds very lame.
All right. That's what it is. My friends are very calm. They speak to me calm.
Do you take any responsibility for the fact that that was...
One of the friends from 5 years is a therapist as well.
I don't... Like, it's irrelevant. My point is that the way in which you just responded was so quick and immature. She doesn't do it to me. What are we in middle school? So I'm going to ask you again. Talk about it from
That's
your
just me
own
being
person.
Honest. It's not me trying to be immature. If it makes me immature, then I will take that. I can't give Mandy that same communicative the skills you're talking about, because I feel like when I talk to her, it turns into this. So why am I going to talk to her like I talk to my other friends?
Okay.
I've tried to give her those long length texts and be nice, ask for conversations, and they don't work.
So you feel like there's no reciprocity?
Yes.
You are entitled to your feelings. Mandy, you can shake your head no, but you cannot take away from her subjective feelings. Just like you don't want her to do the same from you.
Which is okay.
That was probably a better, I couldn't get that out, but that's what it is. If I do it, I feel like I don't get it back. Yes, it's not reciprocated. Mandy has even, there was one conversation, and I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, if you can remember. Mandy was angry about something I said, and I told her, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to do this, blah, blah, blah. She hung up the phone on me. She called me back, and she said, you know what? I shouldn't have hung up on you. I was like, I was really sorry. She was like, I think when you're what you say is phony. I think the things you're doing is phony. Mm-hmm. She was like, and I shouldn't have done that. And I really, in the moment, when I apologized, I meant it. And I appreciated that so much because I think that she assumes when I speak to her this way, it's phony. But what would have been phony is me saying sorry, because I do still feel like I can't understand, which is why I asked Mandy to speak first, because I want to get it.
Sweetie, you don't want to get it.
You don't.
That's for the therapist to say. You don't want to get it. I think that you.
Why do you think I don't want to get it?
I think that you've dug a hole for yourself so much, and you have so much bravado to defend that you are not allowing yourself.
Why are you looking at me like that?
No, she's not looking at you. She's looking at the clock.
Whatever. It's so fucking hard to look at you. You talk about fighting me like it's so hard to just do that.
Stop.
She's
becoming
victim.
I'm not fucking playing victim. She's talking to me. Are you fucking kidding me, Mandy?
I play the victim.
You went online and did a whole charade. You're the reason we're sitting here.
I'm sitting here. I have not said
Mandy,
a word.
Mandy, stop.
I have not said a word.
Fucking God, bro.
Okay.
I can't do this.
Yes, you can. And you will.
All you do is shit on me, retweet all these people that agree with you. It's so fucking cheesy. Okay. You talking shit about Nicki Minaj. You are Nicki Minaj, bro. You dug this hole. You cried on Instagram. You talked about you want to fight me. I can't believe you're doing this.
Stop.
Every time you get mad, you talk about doing another show. That's the only reason I said get your own. You always do this to me.
Wait. And that's whoa. So, but that's your issue, isn't it?
Just go if you're so mad at me.
She keeps pushing me away.
I'm not pushing you away. You always talk about how you want to do something else. Then do it. Don't be here with me if you don't want to.
Stop, Wheezy.
She keeps pushing me away.
Wheezy. So the fact that she keeps threatening you.
I don't threaten to leave. I say I want to create another show. Yes. And I said that all the other podcasters do it.
Stop.
When you're mad, you do that.
No, I'm not. I came to A-King months ago.
You wouldn't even look me in the face the fucking day you told me that. Are you serious? You were mad. And you said, I hate working with her. I hate doing this.
Who did you say that? Is that verifiable? You didn't do that in front of Chris Morrow.
This is verifiable. We bring A-King in here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You do this to me all the time.
He's not my best friend. This was...
Okay, so stop.
A-King and Chris Morrow were... Okay. He would not sit here aside. So I've been speaking to... Yes, I've been speaking to multiple of my friends as well as the network about doing another show.
Okay, pause.
Way before we started arguing.
Way before we started arguing. Way before we started arguing.
Okay, so wait, whoa.
So way before we started arguing.
Okay, so this is another reason why there's so much tension and conflict is because you feel betrayed.
I can
wait, no, let me finish. This is a clinical interpretation.
Okay.
You feel betrayed, Wheezy, that she's going to go on her own. And quite frankly, I heard you say on the...
It's not about going
on her own. Let me finish. On this podcast that either one of you could be gone. It's about the brand.
The brand will always...
No. Okay, so stop. So the reality is, I don't care what you all say. It's the brand is nothing without the two of you.
I agree.
That's magic.
It would be hard for either of us. If I left and
she said she would audition to replace me.
So stop.
Why not? It would be fun.
Stop.
Flavor of love for horrible decisions.
Okay.
You keep talking about you were going to leave. You were fucking crazy.
So I can't think of what I'm going to do,
but you can sit here and talk about
that?
That's
why we can't talk.
No, because this is where it gets to.
You sat and talked about leaving.
This is where it gets to, though.
And I can't come up my plan B when you were saying you wanted to leave.
We can't talk. When you just called me Sunday to sit here and say,
I called you last week and we talked and you screamed at me and you asked Andrew if it was true.
No, I did call you. Stop. Stop. Can you two just stop? You're so afraid that one is going to leave the other. God, can't you just admit that shit? You're giving me a fucking headache. How does anyone come in here and enjoy themselves? Don't answer that. It's rhetorical. Both of you are like hurt sisters. That's the thing. You're like sisters. and sisters fight all the time. You cannot cope with the fact that both of you have talents that can go outside of this place, and you're fearful that this, the core where you started, is gonna go to shit. You're afraid to be left. You're afraid to be left. You keep saying no.
I disagree with you. I disagree with you. So I haven't been able to say anything about how I felt at all. And furthermore, when I spoke on bringing the show, and this is where I also feel like there's an agenda to make me.
Okay,
I won't go that route. I won't go that route.
Mandy,
on the show, pause.
No,
I'm thinking.
This is your time right now.
Yes.
I just need you to listen. You are going to be so mindful of your words.
I will.
I'm telling you right now. I will not.
I will.
Do not be accusatory.
Nope. That's fine.
Speak about your feelings. I don't want to hear my news.
Okay,
about
so
details,
if we go back
please.
To the feelings, I think I shared on how I felt when I heard the joke, which has stirred a lot of this.
Okay,
I brought that to you.
Can we fast forward?
If we fast forward to that, I shared my feelings with both Weezy and Alex in a text while it was going on. I was called while this joke was going on. I was relayed by Andrew that, hey, we're saying a prank that you fucked Alex.
Okay, can you stop with that?
Yes.
I'm hearing you. I get it. Your feelings were hurt?
Yes.
I got to ask you, do you think it is wise to lash out on social media? I'm not asking you about what Weezy does. I'm asking you about this live Snapchat, these tweets. Tell me, what was your intention? Answer the question.
The intention of me going on to social media, which is where I spewed how I felt, was to, I would say, essentially to clear my name. At this point, this was about 4 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so the show had been aired, and my mentions on social media, my Instagram, Alex's name was added up and down. Oh, you smashed that. You using that blue chew on that? Alex tapped that. All through my comments.
Okay.
So when I went onto Twitter, I went to clear my name and let it be known that A, I did not fuck that man. B, I definitely did not do it for video time. And thirdly, I thought it was disrespectful that people who are a part of the Horrible Decisions brand sat there and laughed and let it go on.
Stop. Okay.
That's what I did with social media.
Okay. So can you admit that it wasn't just about clearing your name?
It was also to say why I felt the way I felt. So, yes, it wasn't only about clearing my name.
Tell me what the other agenda was.
The other agenda was to sit here and share how I did not think it was a joke.
Okay. I need for you to speak more truthfully. That's one layer. Underneath that, what was your spewing, as you said, on social media about?
Are we going into the lives now or still on Twitter? Because that's all it was. And then me and Alex went back and forth.
Sweetie.
I'm asking you. You said social media. There's 2 points that she's brought up. The Twitter, which is where I brought up, and then the Instagram, where I sat here and allegedly said I would beat her ass, which was not what I said. I sat here and said, because they asked, have me and her talked. Why don't you go to Weezy? So my response to that was, at this point, she had already responded with the fuck you, we don't like each other anyways, get your own show.
Okay.
So you know.
Okay, stop.
It's in the text messages.
Stop. What was your agenda? Speak plainly.
So my agenda was to sit here and share why I spewed what I did.
No, you're not answering my question. Was it to say fuck you to Weezy?
Was my agenda to say fuck you to Weezy? No.
I don't think you're being truthful.
You can sit here and not think I was truthful, but at this point, I'm very upset with how people who are a part of my brand just treated me on a public platform. And so what my agenda was to do was to sit here and actually show those emotions and sit here and say that, yes, I was hurt. And to sit here and clear my name and
so that's semantics.
No.
So say it was retaliatory.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I would not say it was retaliatory. She went onto a platform.
No, we're not talking about her. Answer.
We don't have to talk about her.
Okay.
That show gets 250,000 listens.
I got to tell you.
That's fine if you don't care.
No,
but it wasn't.
But tell me, was any bit of what you put out there to hurt her feelings?
To hurt her feelings? No. She knows exactly how the fuck I feel about her.
So then why didn't you text it to me? Why'd you do it on Instagram?
I absolutely text it to you. I sent her.
No, you didn't.
I have screenshots here, which I can't pull out. That's fine. I did bring them. Okay. Because I sat here and shared my thoughts about how I did not think it was a joke. And her response to me was.
Yes.
No. Her response to me was, let
this
me finish.
This is going
to
be fine.
Can I finish? I let you talk.
Stop her screaming, please.
Her response to me was, it didn't even feel real.
Okay, so
not only did it not feel real, she said between Joe Budden and Flagrant going on the Brilliant Idiots feed,
this
the
is going to be a great week. And it was. So because you fucking acted a fool,
to
really.
To me, the fact that content and us getting numbers was weighed above how I would have taken
it. You didn't
that,
hear it. How would I know?
So, okay, well, how about this?
You never heard it, Mandy. Okay. I didn't know
on
how you would feel.
Podcast, so how about you this? You knew I would be mad because you asked Andrew to
I
edit
did, but I didn't know
out.
You were going to react
can
this
I,
way.
Can I please
and I did
finish.
Ask him
can
to take I, it out, but I, you still fucking went shit on me all over the internet.
Okay, so. So, Weezy, didn't you know that she would
she
have
said it, yes.
a negative response that she her feelings would be her
yeah face. And he took things so, out I so, asked him to
no
yes he did okay, so don't me, tell me that me, you weren't in the
stop,
fucking
stop,
room
stop,
yes
stop
he did
pointing. Let me tell you something if you have that much power about what it is that he edits out
no
he,
I don't have that much power
stop it
he wouldn't take the
stop
what?
It
I couldn't even get him to take out something I said incriminating a guy that I picked.
Okay, so how about this?
I asked him to take out things I
how
thought would be
this?
hurtful, and he would not remove the rest of
how
it he said
this?
I'd have to take out the old episode and it was
going forward. Would you do the same? The answer is no. When
only because
she,
of her
when
reaction.
She, when she, well, it's because, can you say, it's
I thought Mandy would be a jokingly funny, like, okay, fuck y'all,
no,
blah, blah, blah.
No,
I never thought she would do this.
And fucking
somebody
for cameras?
It wasn't.
No, can I say, to me, this is the analogy.
We talk about fucking on our show. We talk about fucking married men.
Fucking on
why
our
would
show
I think
and me
that,
fucking married men has nothing to do. I would
you
never
talked about fucking for things.
That's fine. I would never.
He said it wasn't true.
Let me sit here.
But that's why I did think she would be mad.
She's not letting me finish. And this is why.
Okay.
I've sat here
she
and gave I gave Weezy, you the
stop.
Floor for goddamn near fucking 25 minutes and didn't say a thing.
Okay, Mandy,
you
keep talking
you,
now.
This is what happens when we, and this is why we cannot talk. And I tell her, she listens to respond. She doesn't listen to listen. She literally said she wanted to call me to understand how she felt, why I felt the way I
and
felt
you told
about
me about
this.
Everyone
Weezy,
else.
Let me finish.
Yes.
As soon as I picked up her call on Sunday, this aired Thursday. This was our first time talking. We spoke on Sunday, 3 to 4 days later. But before I could get a word, she said, listen, before you talk, I need to let you know. And she goes on for about 4 minutes. So
got
you
it.
Did not call to understand how I felt or why I took everything
okay,
the way
so
I did.
Let me ask
you
this.
Called me to clear,
okay.
try to clear and make
it
seem
I get
like
it.
You
I get
were
it.
Right.
I get it. I get it.
Because
I get
you
it.
Weren't wrong.
I get
and
it.
And I overreacted.
Okay, wait, whoa,
me.
Whoa,
I just
whoa,
wanted to tell
whoa,
you what
whoa,
happened.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Mandy, that's Mandy, you not wanting to know stop. About my
no,
feelings, bro.
You.
No.
No, and Weezy, when you say, well, it's going to be a good week, our numbers are going to be up.
Yeah, that's, I did say
that. It, that also undermines the relationship, professional and personal.
How did
you that's
you,
how I took it.
What do you mean?
Because you're more concerned, yep. And actually I don't think you're more concerned with, I think you have difficulty owning when you fuck up. You have difficulty owning when you hurt people. You have difficulty owning that your communication skills are not great and can be.
I'll improved. Agree with you.
Okay, so.
My communication skills and Mandy are poor, yeah.
Okay, so when you call her, rather than to deal with the hard stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Her feelings, what you say is to get around it. Oh, girl, our number's going to be up.
No.
Oh,
what she's saying when I called her. When
whatever.
I talked about
okay.
me.
Okay, so.
That was just,
so,
that was reaction
okay,
after Twitter.
So how about this? How about the fact that you didn't do what you know needed to be done warrants an apology? Because when you called her up, you didn't ask about her feelings, you made it about you.
1,000%.
Stop.
Sorry.
Don't think that hard.
I'm not trying to think hard.
So I need for you to take ownership and apologize for that. Don't tell me you don't have any empathy about that.
I'm not going to not apologize for that. I will say.
Okay,
I apologize for...
Whoa. Open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Open your eyes and look at her because she's actually making a genuine apology.
I apologize for that call because I know when I called you, in my mind, I was reading what you were thinking happened, what you saying that I was disrespecting you. And all I wanted to do was let you know that's not what I meant. I wanted you to know that I asked Andrew to take things out because I thought that would matter.
Okay, stop.
So I.
Stop, what I did.
I should have asked you.
Okay.
And I did that because I felt bad.
Wheezy, you talk too fast. You talk too much. Go back to what you just said. I was sorry for that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry for that.
You're not apologizing to me because that would have never happened to me. Apologize to her.
I'm sorry for calling you and talking about me first.
Let it stay.
It took 48 minutes to get here. I will tell you this. If I were running LSN, you'd both be gone. I would not entertain the shenanigans, the buffoonery. It's unnecessary. There are other people out in the world who are just as talented as you. It is too much of a fucking headache to listen to this. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot take ownership for something so simple. This is about, you talk about female empowerment, you can't even look each other in the face and apologize for something that you know you have done wrong. And it's okay to be wrong.
I'm not saying that I'm not wrong,
Stop. You have such a hard time owning it. And it would be so much easier if you could just do that.
I can't tell you I'm sorry. That's it. It's not that I'm not saying that it's wrong, but I felt like I would have been empathetic if that whole week didn't go on.
Stop.
I can't do it now. No. Not after what I've heard you say.
Stop.
I don't want an apology for that. You told me.
I don't want to give you one.
Stop. See, you can't even stick with something good for 2 fucking minutes. How is that?
This is really hard for me.
I know it's really hard for you because you're asking.
Because
do
I've done so much apologizing to Andy. I've done so much empathizing.
You haven't.
Are you fucking kidding me? All I do is fucking
tease. Wheezy, you just said you have a hard time apologizing. So stop.
It's like you always have a problem with me.
Mandy.
And that's why I'm feeling
Mandy,
like this.
Mandy, you're like me. I need you to chill with the faces.
Wheezy, let me tell you something. You're not the bad guy, even though it feels that way.
I'm so frustrated with this shit.
I understand that.
Mandy, I feel like you think I hate you. And I'm like, I feel so bad because I don't hate you. And I really feel sorry that you're feeling like this, but like...
No, don't butt it.
I can't not butt it because I...
No, then you have to stop yourself. You have to stop yourself.
I'm just so frustrated.
Okay, then own that.
I don't want this to happen, but like, if you want to do your own thing because you can't do this.
No.
But you said it.
She has done a lot of talk.
That's what I've heard you say.
Can I just say, whoa,
say.
Stop.
And that's
stop.
I'm going to allow us to go over maybe 2 seconds. I need for you to take in the fact that she has finally apologized. I didn't think it would take this.
Wait. I'm crying because I feel so bad that you really feel like I hate you or I don't respect
1,000%. And the fact that
you're sitting here in fucking tears.
Don't be unkind.
I'm not.
Yes,
I'm
you really are.
We spoke last night.
Stop.
An agenda right now to make me the victim or me the villain.
I'm pissed right now.
Okay,
I'm pissed right now.
What are you talking about?
I'm pissed right now.
So I will speak on.
Mandy.
I will speak on.
Mandy.
Can I speak? And
no,
please.
You can't.
Because I won't sit here and I'm not digging a hole. I'm not sitting here saying anything.
Whoa.
Can we just pause for a second?
Yes, we can pause.
When's the last time you saw her cry?
She cries all the time.
What the fuck? I cry all the time? You fucking cried on Instagram. You really doing this?
I did.
I'm crying because I feel bad that you're hurt and I can't believe
you don't
know
that.
Okay,
wait,
hold on.
Why are you saying I don't? You think I'm crying for me?
50 minutes into this, you called me last night.
I'm crying because I really believe that you really think I don't respect you.
You don't.
Okay, so then tell her you do and you will never.
Of course I respect you.
Okay, so stop. Mandy? And so going forward, are you willing to make a commitment to demonstrate that every single time you two interact?
Absolutely.
Every single time you two have a show, every single time you tweet something, be about it.
Absolutely.
Don't just say it.
Absolutely. Of course I do. I will tell you, I'm sorry if you felt like my reaction to you wasn't enough, but I was hurt that you did it on...
No. Okay,
it was reactionary.
See,
So I'm just trying to explain why I reacted that way. That's all I'm doing.
Okay, no.
I'm not trying to not take ownership.
So listen.
I'm not trying to not take ownership.
Mandy, listen to what she said. She's trying to take ownership. Yeah?
It's not that... of course, I don't want to sit here and make you think that it's fuck you. I said that to you because I was angry at your reaction. Right? Well, just like you said you did it because you were angry.
Don't mention that part.
But that's why I did that. And I'm sorry if it hurt your feelings. And I'm crying... because I can't believe we're here.
Okay, so stop.
I don't want to be on this fucking podcast doing this with you. I would rather be sitting in private, spending any fucking dollar I could to make it work.
Well, then,
I feel like there are things that are said on the mic.
Okay, stop. That's fine.
No, but I know this is true because what is being said about me and what has been said about me is a lie. I sat here, me wanting to do another show is not me wanting to leave Horrible Decisions. Me sitting here wanting to do, like, I've sat here and we had a conversation.
Stop being so self-righteous.
And that's fine. And I'm not self-righteous, but me sitting here knowing that she's sitting here and crying, I get that. But I told her and I told you last night, and I'll sit here
screaming.
I'll sit here and tell you, I had my ear's done. I'm sorry. I speak loud. I have surgery in both of my ears. I have tubes in both of my ears.
Okay.
So I speak loud.
Okay.
But I will sit here and say we spoke last night and I told you, I told you, Wheezy, my issues with you have been dealing with this podcast. And there are let me finish. There are underlying issues that you have with me.
You think that?
No, I know this.
My
issue. You brought it up last night.
Okay,
Let me finish. You brought it up to me last night. You brought it up to me during episode 5.
Okay, so wait.
You brought it up. Me and you both bring up old things when we're in a fight.
No, I don't give a fuck about shit from before us starting our show.
No, you only bring it up. Oh, look what you've done.
Mandy.
Well, because she's lying right now on the show in front of me.
I didn't say that.
We did just talk last night.
Stop.
We spoke last night, bro.
Yes.
You know what I think? I think you can't tolerate the fact that she might actually care about you.
She doesn't. We spoke last night, wanted to make sure that certain things were not brought up because she still feels ways about things that we...
Yes, you put me in a book. I didn't want to talk about it because you were shitty for that.
We weren't friends.
And that's what I didn't want to bring up. I didn't want to say anything. It doesn't matter. You
were not friends.
So how about this?
We were not
friends. That's what I didn't want to bring up.
This is bullshit.
Okay, so how about this?
Because, see, that's what I'm saying. You can't sit here and tell me you feel one way on a mic and you're sitting here crying because you want to understand me when we've
I'm crying because I'm angry that we're here.
We talked in privacy.
Okay.
And I've tried.
Okay.
She sat here and called. She hasn't cared about how I felt.
How?
And
I'm the one who called you.
I'm
the one who called you last week. I'm the one that
you I've
the one who asked to do therapy.
So again,
I don't care about you.
No reciprocity. How about this? If we cannot come to some kind of resolution within the next 5 minutes and is it 5 minutes or 4 minutes and 7 seconds, then just throw in the towel.
What do you want from me to feel better? Like, that's what I need you to tell me.
Did you
that's why I'm crying, because when I said sorry to you, said is I don't care.
Whoa.
So what do you want me to, what do you want from me? That's why I'm crying, because I feel like I will never get anywhere with you, and I feel like I'm looking at the end, because I'm sitting here really telling you I'm sorry. You don't look me in the eye. You turn your face from me when I'm sorry, and the tears come out because I'm seeing that it's over, because you just don't believe me.
Okay, so stop. Okay.
You don't. So Mandy, why do we do it then?
Mandy, what three things do you need from her going forward in order for this relationship to continue? Because she's putting it in your lap now.
Yes.
You're the one who has this laundry list, your receipts, as they call it, of things that how she's wronged you. And you want to stand behind that, and you want to be the person who is right. So can we shed that for now and come up with three concrete things that you need from her in order for this relationship to be maintained? And please don't be accusatory.
No, I don't have to be. For one, it would 1,000% be the communication.
Can you be more specific?
So the communication, as far as we've sat here in this room, and when I talk, before I can sit here and say what I mean, she's responding to respond. So
wait, she's responding to what?
She's responding to respond. Or I'm sorry, she's listening to respond. She's not listening to listen. And I genuinely feel over the last year and a half with this business, whether it's from ideas, whether it's from disagreements that we've had off air, on air, I genuinely feel like she listens to me to respond.
Okay. Do you think
No, Mandy. Excuse me. Wheezy. Let her finish. And no, that's not why she doesn't believe that you cried. So what you're saying, and I'm going to reframe it, is you want to be heard. That is why you yell so loudly, in addition to
My surgery, yeah, but.
Right? You want to be heard by her?
Just say yes. Okay, I'll say yes because you want to, but there's no way to.
Wow, you are really kind of. So, I imagine. I kind of know what Weezy feels like. I'm trying to be kind to you. I'm being thoughtful. I'm saying, I'm paraphrasing it, that you want to be heard, and then you try to obliterate what I say.
I actually can. You might have something there.
Holy cow.
I do. I do get that. And I will say, in part, it probably is from my bias because I don't believe a lot of things that she says to me when she does try to be kind. So I will say that that is something that I possibly do.
Okay.
And I will admit to that, 1,000%.
Okay. So it seems to me that there is a lack of trust.
1,000%.
Okay. So trust needs to be rebuilt, which is difficult, but I have a feeling that trust overall is an issue in your life. Or a lack thereof.
I would disagree with that.
Okay.
I have very long-standing relationships with friends, with family. I would disagree with that.
Okay. You can agree that I have very
loyal people.
Are you trusting of many?
I'm... Okay. Maybe not.
I mean, goddamn, do you think I have a PhD because I give them away? I mean, like... No, I get that.
I get that.
So, number one.
Yes.
You want to be heard. What's number two?
Number two, and it's something that has happened.
Whoa.
If you said what I need from her in order to make this work.
Okay, so can we do this?
Yes.
Instead of telling me?
Yes.
Look at Weezy and tell her, Weezy.
Weezy, this is something that I've said before.
No.
I'm sorry. I don't feel like.
What do you need? Don't frame it.
I need you to meet me halfway with this show.
We have a partnership agreement.
And you have not. So that's fine.
Stop. All right, meet you halfway. Okay. What's the third thing?
Okay.
She said we have 5 minutes. That's all I meant.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to diminish what you're saying. I just felt like there was a lot to unpack.
Okay.
Because you and I disagree about that a lot.
Can I be the...
Yep.
Okay. So I said I was going to go over a couple minutes.
Got it.
Be present. So you said...
Sure.
Meeting you halfway with the partnership, can you be just a little bit more specific? I don't know if this is something that you want to air out. Or
that's fine. I will sit here and be 100% honest.
Do we want to go there?
No. Okay. It's not a problem. I genuinely feel, and with speaking to her with this partnership agreeting,
what do you need?
I need her to meet me halfway in terms of the business.
Okay, so when you
of
say
this show.
When you say the business of the show, can you give me an example in layman's terms?
I genuinely feel as though she's great on this show. You're great on this show and what you bring to this show.
Don't say but.
No, I'm not saying but. Okay. I think you're great on this show as far as what you say, your opinion, the comedy that you bring to this show. What I would need from you is more on the back end, and it's what I've told you multiple times. I feel I won't bring up that I've brought it up multiple times. I genuinely feel like in my heart,
you have
your talent. As far as the legwork to this show.
Can you say it in a less hostile
way? I'm sorry. As far as the legwork to this show, I genuinely don't feel like you've put in even a quarter of my amount of work.
Why would you say to the vice journalist that you appreciate me and that you're lucky to have someone that will pick up when you fall? You said that to him. Yeah. And I remember you say that to him. And so, wait, now you renege?
Wait, whoa. Okay, so.
So, what did I not?
You broke the terms of our agreement, which is for you to say what you needed.
I said that.
No, you said what she doesn't do. You don't say what you need. You need for her to be more proactive and involved.
Yes.
Okay, so. Clearly, that is your forte. People say forte is actually fort. You know, teach her. Spell it out. That's what sisterhood and business partnerships are about. If she's not doing it, perhaps it's because she doesn't think she has a skill, or maybe she doesn't think she has a time. You speak to her in a kind way to get it done.
I did.
You do it again.
I haven't. Can I say an example of it? Because I don't think. You're sitting here huffing and puffing, but it's very much true.
No, so, Mandy.
Stop. So, if first you don't succeed, try again. Do you have any children?
No. I don't want any.
Okay. No, do you have any children? Mine is sitting outside. Do you know how many times I have to fucking repeat myself? And lead by example and guide and show. Sometimes our peers require that. You assume, because you're quite defensive and a perfectionist, that when people don't do their share, it's because they are being dismissive of you. Perhaps there's another reason. And if you open your heart, not to sound cliche, but open your heart a bit more and try to explore it, maybe you'll get to the core as opposed to being accusatory.
Okay.
What's number three?
Sorry. In order for this to go, I need you to deepen your heart truthfully and honestly. The baggage that you're holding.
No, stop. That's accusatory.
But she said it.
That's accusatory. I need for you to say what you need, not what is a deficit, a perceived deficit. Talk about what you need. Make it simple.
Well, then I'll say I need respect.
Okay. Because you know what? Even with all this fluff and all the... You're a little rumpkin bumpkin. You both are. You're so sensitive.
Of course. You think I want Mandy to be upset?
No. But I think that you hide...
See, you don't even believe me. So why?
I don't.
Then why do you even ask?
Can I say something? So why am I here? You're just wasting money. So you did it again. You did it again. Every time she makes an attempt, and I know... Past behavior informs present behavior and right. your perception. But you've got to give it a try if you want even a modicum of this to work out. You've got to try.
You just asked me to let go of baggage.
You've got to have a sense of faith.
Yes. Yes.
How hard is it for you to be soft?
This is the problem. When I sit here and actually do hurt... or actually do show my emotions, then I get, well, you not even the emo hoe. I didn't think you was going to be mad. As a human being, I do hurt. I do get my emotions, like, bothered with. So it bothers me that because I don't sit here and show emotions or talk about the men that I love, or I don't have these emotions for men, that people just assume that she's going to get over it. She's going to laugh it off. She's not going to be hurt. And I think that's bullshit. Because I do. Do I sit here and show my emotions as much as others? No. But when I sit here and receive something in private and then in front of other people I'm getting a different thing, yes, I become frustrated. Yes, I can't take it in as genuine. Because behind closed doors and within our personal conversations, I'm over-talked to or hung up on. We both hung up on each other. It goes to levels to where we're just trying to talk over each other. And there is no resolution. So when I come into a place... or I sit here and my feelings are actually hurt, for that to not be acknowledged, for me to be told you're not getting an apology from me, and for me to get a long thread, oh, so now you want to be emotional? You're just overreacting. And it's like, yes, I'm not the one that shows my emotions on this podcast. People bring it up all the time. I'm able to have sex without tying emotions to it. But I do still want a certain level of respect from people, and when my feelings are hurt, specifically from people that I do business with, specifically from people that I help put money into their pockets, that we make money together, from someone that I'm building something strong with, I absolutely want them to know that I am still human. And if I'm gonna respond away in a way that you knew I would respond, because you said you knew I would be upset,
did you know I would be this upset?
No, but the fact that when I showed my emotions, you came to me and was like, "Well, I'm the emo hoe, you're overreacting."
Well, that's where I'm hurt. I get it. But
it's
you
bullshit.
Contribute to the problem, sweetie.
Because I don't show my emotions. I'm very cold, and I don't show my emotions with a lot of people. My mom was that way. This is how I am.
It is how you are, but it doesn't have to be the way. You don't always have to be that way. And what you're doing, listen, is you do yourself a great disservice by presenting yourself as unbreakable.
I'll agree to that. Yes.
Okay.
That was my mom.
And like, so this one, Weezy,
who has a hard time taking responsibility for being hurtful, she's going to hide behind that. Oh, Mandy's tough. So you need to share and be more open. You're asking her to be more open. You need to do the same. And I don't know, maybe this whole podcast, you two being these like brazenly open, sexually, whatever, it does you a disservice because it doesn't allow you to be who you truly are. And maybe that's something you two need to build upon with the podcast, is you can be brazen, you can have this open sexual energy and connect with people and stop bullshitting yourselves and saying that there's no emotion behind it, because that's not true. So, how do you feel about the fact that she is crying in front of you? And please be thoughtful.
I don't know. Of course. I mean,
slowly.
Honestly, I'm surprised. I thought I would be the one, and I did, to cry. I'm crying looking at you crying. I feel so bad. You know, I feel really bad that you feel like this. And, okay. And no, I feel bad that you really think.
No. That say, I feel badly that you think I hurt you.
Yes.
Say it.
I feel badly that you think I hurt you. And I think I said it earlier.
And I feel badly that I did hurt you because you have done some.
Of course. I feel badly that I did hurt you. I feel badly that, you know, you said because I'm not emotional, you knew I would react that way. No, I didn't. I feel badly that I responded with you that way. Sometimes I do have to be softer to you. But I think I've just felt maybe, I don't know what the word is. Maybe I didn't feel remorse because I was already harboring feelings for things that I feel like I went through on this show. For the most part on the show, I feel like I'm the one who's super emotional. So when you reacted that way and went crazy, yes, I was like, fuck you, because I felt like you said, fuck me. The one thing that I could ever say that I want from you is just to call me first. And I feel like the reason I've been so upset with you is because when we talk, you bring up other people. A King said, my friends say, Van says, Maul says, I don't care. I want to know what you think.
Okay, stop. Are you taking in everything she's saying?
Cause I am.
I got to say, it appears quite genuine to me. Can you accept her apology? And I need for you to tap into the softer part of yourself, not the cold mother pushing people away. This is your opportunity.
There's a lot going on in my head right now.
Why would I want to come on here
and cry
in front of you and all these people in the room if I didn't mean it?
Okay, stop. Mandy, it's hard. It's hard. But I need for you to embrace the fact that Wheezy is actually being genuine and caring.
I can acknowledge that.
Okay. Can you say it to her, not to me?
I can sit here and say I'm acknowledging what you're saying. Maybe, and I'm going to stop there because I know that I'm not able to say but.
Then that's something.
Right, which is... So I want to say I do appreciate you acknowledging and us getting to where we are right now, because I feel like it's been a huge detriment to how we have been communicating over the last year and a half. We sat here at episode 5 ready to give in. We've sat here at episode 16, 17 ready to give in.
Right.
We've sat here at episode 30 and almost given in. So you sitting here and acknowledging that, I appreciate that. And moving forward, if this is something to where you can sit here and look at me as a human being, even if it's someone that you don't like, look at me as that human being, knowing that I have feelings, knowing that I have emotions. And even if we're not friends, those three close friends to you, look at me. And when you do things, I just want you to say, would my three best friends like if I did this to them?
But what about
because
three?
Even though we're not friends, even though we're not friends, Wheezy, This is a business.
Stop.
Not only that, I feel like our relationship and the things that we go through are much more than a marriage. Okay. They're much more than a friendship. Okay, so they're much more than a lot of other types of relationships.
Mandy, are you going to do the same?
Yes.
Say yes. It to her.
Yes.
Because you've told
yes.
me.
Yes. Moving forward. You wouldn't. Moving.
You said you're the only person. We were in that meeting with Chris and King.
Yes, we were.
You told me.
We were.
I treat you like this. You're the only person.
I absolutely stand by that.
Mandy, stop. Stop. You see, we
can't. She's throwing me under the bus.
No, I'm not. I said you told me you can't do this for me.
Oh, my God.
To my face.
I literally have 1 minute.
That's fine.
You just did it. You had a breakthrough. And then you can't tolerate the feel-good emotions. You can't.
What was said?
I need for you to say that going forward, you're going to extend to her the same respect that you deserve and want. And don't tell me you've always demonstrated.
No, that's fine. But
say it.
Can I sit here and say that there was a misunderstanding? And I want to, that has to be clear before we move forward. I sat here and said that that is something that I'm willing to do. What was misconstrued and what was said was that I don't have this energy or interaction or relationship with anyone the way that I do you in my life currently.
Yeah, you said it to
that
me.
Is what was said.
You said that's so why I treat you this way.
I don't treat you away. We have no way of communication.
Okay, but we've already gotten past that.
Right, we've gotten past that.
Okay.
So that's what I'm telling you. Telling you to your face that I'm willing to do that, and I have, but in terms of...
Not the but. Stop. I'm willing to do that, and I have. Are you willing to work with her as well?
Absolutely.
Okay, so...
This guy's falling asleep. I have a headache. I've got to say, this is way past my bedtime.
Mine too.
Thank you for coming.
Can I shake your hand now?
I don't know why you didn't shake my hand.
Because we tend not to.
My therapist gets uncomfortable when I hug her after, so I get it.
You go to therapy?
All the time.
Holy cow. Does this person listen to your podcast?
Actually, I had a therapist I found, a black woman, and I literally Googled African-American therapist, and she sent me a message and said, I had vented about Mandy before, about when we had our first argument and what should I do. And she said, after listening to your show, I feel biased and I can't help you anymore. She said that she started listening to our reactions with each other, and now she felt like she would take a side because she's heard it instead of just being my therapist.
That's very bizarre. It's all fodder.
Well, she let me go because she started listening to the show.
All right. You each need to find someone to talk to. I think that there's a brilliance and a magic that can be developed and maintained if you allow yourselves to be more vulnerable. And, you know, all the sexual escapades as a clinician, it says to me that there's a fear of that.
Of communication?
No, of being vulnerable.
Vulnerability.
Oh, sure. Especially with each other when we're...
Well, yeah, that's plain.
It's not
day.
Easy to be obvious. Vulnerable and take ego out of something when you have a camera and mics in
what
your
camera?
Face. No. Every week. It's not easy for us to be vulnerable, I think, with each other, which is... I try. But it's not easy.
You gotta try harder. Because you're quite well defended, and it's like... You could make my brain just, like, actually internally combust trying to keep up with you and your verbiage. So, and I say that because it's indicative of an intelligence in you, can be kind of terrifying if one were to be scared. So, I'm not going to ask for a hug, but can you at least give each other a handshake?
No, of course.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, that's weird. So how about a hug? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's give a hug.
I mean, that's fine.
A hug. Long overdue.
Long overdue.
Well, you guys can Instagram this.
For real. And I don't want to be called in again. And I adore the both of you.
Thank you.
And I need for you to call each other on the phone. No more. No more texting. It's so important.
Okay. I think that's a good rule.
Please? Well, I'm going to start crying.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Can I
give both of you hugs?
Oh, God,
Okay.
This is like my number one rule.
Oh, God. This is a lot.
You're so very welcome, sweetie. You be well.
Thank you.
After some lady that I didn't want on this show.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
So we're all just going to give each other hugs.
I guess as many of you guys who listen to the show have picked up through the tension and the jabs and the shade that we throw on a weekly basis, this has been a long time coming. For everyone who was writing to us saying that the demise of Horrible Decisions was to an end and blaming Andrew and blaming guys for getting between us, I want you guys to know that that has not happened.
You know what I think we should ask for? Sorry to cut you off, but if you're listening to this and you made it towards the end.
And I don't know how they made it to the end.
I think you can understand that me and Mandy have been very influenced, and I think you'd agree, by when someone writes us something, it's very hard not to respond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling better right now. I don't know if you are. I feel like you understand that it was hard for me to get the sorry out, and I did. And
I really want to say.
What?
I didn't think I would get that from you. And so while I know, like, the energy with her here and you not wanting other people in the room and genuinely the last 2 weeks and what has transpired, not only did I come in here not wanting that apology, I felt like I didn't want the apology for what happened on Flagrant. But you really acknowledging that... I'm sorry. But you acknowledging that, you know, you understand now where I'm coming from and that I am human and that I was really more hurt, not even with the joke, but everything that transpired after. And yes, I'm cold-hearted. Yes, I don't show emotions a lot. But you sitting here acknowledging the fact that I did and maybe you could have responded differently, I appreciate that.
No, you're right. Knowing you were upset, I feel like Mandy reacted and I reacted like Mandy. There are certain ways we should handle our friends.
That actually is exactly how you
I said, fuck you.
You actually reacted exactly how I would have reacted to anything else.
And you know why
I did
it?
You're overreacting.
The only reason I called you is because I knew that hurt came from you thinking I didn't defend you. And I thought that if I brought up what happened after, that you would know that I genuinely felt like you would be hurt. I asked him, and I think Andrew, not to shade Andrew, but he started making me feel like you would think it wasn't a big deal, right? I said, Mandy's going to be pissed.
Can I tell you real quick in your face? Because, bitch, you have known me since I was 14, 15 years old. Real quick, because I want to throw this out there real quick, because you've said often that you didn't know if it was true or not. My nigga, and I'll sit here and say, because my nigga, you've known me since I was 16.
Did you see the way I was
looking,
Mandy? Real
quick, I don't give a fuck. The cameras were on. Hysteric.
I really didn't think it in the moment.
My nigga.
Even Kaz
my nigga, let's go back to me being 16 years fucking old.
Stop. And don't be rude.
I'm going to be. You know goddamn well. Real quick. I wouldn't let that nigga suck on my titties. So for you to really sit here and say you didn't know, you know goddamn well that I would never fuck
Think,
Alex.
When you saw the video, did you think for a second that I didn't?
Comical.
I'm going to tell you why.
I was already too mad to
Andrew was sitting. I mean, Alex was sitting right there. And I looked at him like, what? And then Alex is doing this face like, ugh, I can't believe he's saying
it. I get it. It's a joke. But my nigga, I'm talking to you as someone not in podcasting, as someone who's known me since I was 16 years old. You know goddamn well I would have never fucked
when
Alex,
bro. Came to the first episode that we did with Anthony. We both were like, oh, he's cute. I thought maybe it happened. But I don't know. I didn't know what was going on in my head. It just felt so real,
bruh. How many times I talk about my height limit, bro? Like, that nigga not even 6 foot. Chill, bro. No, but in real life, and I think that's why when you came at me, like, I didn't know if it was real. I went back to us being 16 years old, Weezy.
And you were like,
because you know a whole bunch of niggas that I have fucked. And not now one resembles, looks, is in the pay grade of Alex.
Okay, pay grade.
My bad.
Alex.
That's fine. That's fine. Alex is really nice.
Do you know what started going through my head? We had argued about things without, because we were deciding what we wanted to do a video. Do we need this expense? Do we do this? Whatever. I was like, maybe this is why she be getting so mad at him and be talking to him so spicy, because they fucked. You don't understand what I was thinking in my head. That is exactly why towards the end, because they had me so convinced. I said to him, did you really fuck Mandy? And by the way, they thought it was cut off. He said, we have to leave that in there. So it's in there. But here's what happened and why I think I I was surprised at your reaction. When I was sitting with Andrew, I was like, dude, we got to take it out. He's like, we would have to cut out the whole episode. Trust me. This is a podcasting format. This is going to be great. People are going to click. This is going to be okay. And you know how Andrew made you. Andrew diffused the situation with you and him. So you can understand how he did it with me. I did feel better. So I thought to, when I texted you and said.
Andrew got the gift to Gab. Fuck your gift to Gab. Andrew got the whole ass gift to Gab.
When I texted you that night and I said, hey, don't worry, this is going to be okay. It was because it was right after I had got off the phone with Andrew. I think right when he got out the car and I was saying we shouldn't do this, blah, blah, blah. It made me text you because I said, let me diffuse this so she'll feel better. Because what would I think if I was sitting there when I got called twice, people said there was a prank. Let me just make her feel better. Right? Let me just say this right now. And then when you heard it to have been so upset, I don't know if you would have called me.
I mean, I don't want to give any more shine than we have to that situation.
Oh, wait. No, I said this to say, I don't want you guys to sit here and then listen to this and say who else was wrong more. Like, I think that's going to be worse to continue this conversation. And I want to try to make a commitment. I'm going to say try because I feel like someone's going to tell me, oh, well, you hate that bitch. And I'm going to have to reply.
But we're going to do it anyway.
I don't want it to keep going. And I feel like this is better and it's good. I mean, I don't know. I think, and the only reason I got mad at you and I said the everyone thing is because I wanted you to feel like this is good between me and you. Not because someone
Which is what I want. So, moving forward.
Please don't sit and talk in
the
comments.
No, that's fine.
Just
no,
say nice
I mean,
things.
Even in the comments, they're going to say what they're going to say. There's trolls. People feel the need to choose between us. And as everyone has reiterated to us, this show could not be this show without the two of us. And so whether you was about to audition for my role, whether I was going to do anything else, I do just want to reiterate that more so than anything, what me and Weezy have been able to bring to the culture, to the lives of our listeners, to the couples, to the single people, to the virgins, I think that that means way more to both Weezy and I than I think anything.
Well, that's what keeps
with anything. It's literally the only reason, and I've said it multiple times, that our listeners and the emails and how we have touched people all over the world, because Jesus Christ, it's global, is why I stay and why I'm willing to sit here across from, I'm not going to say your government, but Weezy, WTF, and try to get this thing going. Right. Also, furthermore, I do want to just give a quick shout out because they're really good friends of mine, Maul, Rory, and the Joe Budden podcast. I listened to that episode before they got their Spotify deal. And Joe sat there and said that they didn't record 1 week. Because they yelled in a parking lot because they could not agree creatively.
It's funny,
creatively.
I reached out to other podcasters too. Rory, I talked to as well.
This happens.
But you know what? I like that people could, and even my friends, the three closest ones I've talked to, everyone was able to be unbiased with me and give me opinions. I had to take my ego out of a lot of things because, like I was saying, your reaction made me want to go back and forth. And it's not easy with social media, you know?
Right. Agreed.
People saying things to you and getting in your head. And I'm glad we have those friends that are doing bigger things than us that we can come to. We're lucky for that. And I think I only mentioned everyone because I guess it doesn't make me feel good when you would say, everyone is telling me this is good and that I shouldn't leave. I don't want people to have to tell you that.
But it's also the listeners, which is why I brought that up. Like, when and I'm not going to dig into things that I've hated that were said between either of us. But I will say that even starting this podcast in the very beginning, I was taking 7 classes. I was working a lot of hours.
Yeah.
I said, Weezy, I know you want to do this, but in 6 months, if we ain't getting money, I'm out.
And then I was
said
like,
that.
I'm ready before that.
We were ready before that. We weren't bringing in money. We're not even seeing that a lot now.
Too. She mentioned something about me not wanting you to go. And of course, I don't want you to leave. But when I brought up the other show, I think that the first time you said it to me was when we were feeling heated after that New York Live show. That was the first time you said it to me. So even if you thought about it before, we weren't talking about it. And I only said what I said on Van, not to make it seem dismissive, but because you are a bigger social media person than me. So I know that you will do more things than me. You've talked about wanting to do shows or BET or pilots or whatever. And I want you to know that you being great and you doing great things doesn't hurt anything we do. And I want you to be great. I don't want you to not do your own thing. And I think when I was angry about it was because I felt like you were doing it to say, well, fuck it, maybe I could just kick this to the curb and do something else. Because that's, you never brought it up to me otherwise.
Right.
We were arguing and then you brought it up.
Right.
Like, and that's why when I said I would shout it out always is because when you said you were going to leave and then you mentioned another show and people were like, oh, how could she do this? I was like, I would to the death of me be like, it wouldn't matter how you reacted towards me because people listen for me and you and both of us. I want you to win. You're going to start this other podcast. I want it to do well. I want it
because
to do
this ended so well. I don't want this conversation to keep going the way it's going right now.
No, I'm just saying that I want everything you do to be good, and I don't want you to think
like
from
that
listening
you're saying
to that.
And I appreciate
that
you
I meant
that.
It in a shitty way because I don't mean it in that way. That's just, all. That's the only thing I want to say.
I'll take it at face value right now for what you're saying, and I appreciate that. Again, because I don't want to spiral this into a whole nother fucking discussion or debate.
No, I agree.
But again, whether Weezy goes and decides she wants to be creative in her own little space, or whether I want to go into the corner in my own little space and create more, again, I just want to say that Horrible Decisions will continue, and we'll continue to bring the content, the kinks, and the guests that you guys love. So. I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap that up. This is way longer than it needed to be.
Oh, if you guys hear an episode, Mandy was in Chicago for a while and traveling a lot this summer. If you hear an episode with me alone, it was pre-recorded. It does not mean we're breaking up. We just had it sitting there, and now everything is blown up. So we've been worried about putting it out because we're like, what are they going to think? There'll be an episode soon to come where Mandy was out of town, so I recorded it. And if you guys do hear separate episodes ever, please understand that Mandy works a lot. I used to work more hours than you. Now I don't.
Well, because I was taking 7 classes and working.
Mandy works a lot. So
it is Thursday. I'm at 55 hours. It's Thursday. And I'm supposed to be working Saturday and Sunday.
If you hear those, though, it's just because we don't want to leave you guys with a day without content. And we've made commitments to do that. Some of you complain about, oh, you pre-recorded shit. This is something that we're doing just so every Monday you can still have horrible decisions. We don't want to leave you out. We don't want to be inconsistent. So if one day you hear Mandy without me or you hear me without Mandy, you don't have to trip, freak, ask why it's happening. Like, we don't only podcast. Most of the podcasts I feel like we all listen to, that's all they do. They're creatives. They don't have to work 9 to 5. We still do. And so that's why sometimes schedules are conflicting. That's why you may hear solo things. And I just want to clear that up if you hear it soon enough.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and say this.
Oh, since we're not breaking up, Patreon. You can give us $5 a month for more bullshit.
I guess we'll say this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.